Hey fam, you're listening to a podcast from Every Nation Campus, Katipunan. We hope that this message will help us know and follow Jesus and grow in our walk with Him. Let's continue to change the campus and change the world. Enjoy!
Yan. So, sino sa inyo excited kayo for today to hear the word? Ako, personally, I am also excited because the one who will be sharing the word today is someone that I also had the privilege of learning from when I was in School of Campus Ministry. And I really look up to this person for his depth in the word, wisdom, and his heart for our nation. So our preacher for today, he is a journalism graduate from Philippine Christian University. And he is now 7 years this year in campus ministry. He was also a former campus director in ENC Imus and former editor-in-chief ng ENC.ph. So also, he's the current head of Victory Fort Digital Content Team and currently serving as a campus missionary in ENC Fort. So without further ado, let me call on Coach Jello. So hi, Coach Jello. Welcome to Katipunan.
Thank you. Thank you. Sobrang salamat sa ministry time mo kanina sa exhortation. Naministeran ako sa lahat ng mga naministeran dyan, heart reacts naman dyan. Let's applaud Nika. Thank you for ministering to us. And thank you also sa privilege to serve in this way. El, Ian, Maya, David, the rest of the team. Ang dami ninyo, campus missionaries dito. Hindi ko kayang isa-isa yan. Shout out sa inyong lahat. Thank you for the opportunity to minister the word of God to our community in Every Nation Campus Katipunan tonight.
Thank you, Coach Jello. Yes, the floor is yours.
Okay.
The floor is the screen is yours pala.
Okay. Sige, game. I'm super excited when Coach L messaged me to invite me to do this kasi itong mga topics na to, really, topics like this, really burn in my heart. Sabi nga, di ba, I was a student of journalism during my college years, and I was also a student journalist during that time. So, as a student, sobrang burning na talaga yung passion ko for the nation. I love the Philippines so much. I cry for the Philippines. Hindi naman ako naging aktivista, no? Pero isa to sa mga ano ko talaga pinaglalaban ko nung college, democracy, freedom of the press, yeah, yung mga ano malalapit sa puso ko. So when Elle messaged me and invited me to do this, walang-wala talagang ano, dalawang pag-iisip, go na kaagad, sure. Tapos sabi ko pa nga, kahit yung kasal ko, kung ikakasal na ako, kahit yung mismo kasal ko, imumove ko para dito. Ganun katindi. Yeah. But anyway, we are in this series called Tayo Tayo. So let me share my screen. Yeah. This is a very apt topic, very relevant and timely topic or series to have this season. Kasi alam naman natin, di ba, that we are bracing ourselves. We are bracing ourselves for the upcoming elections in less than 2 months. This is gonna be a pivotal election. This will be a major pivot in our nation. At malalaman natin, well, because we don't just elect a president, we elect the most powerful person in the Philippines. At lahat ng mga policies, yung economy, military strategies, lahat hang in the balance whenever we do elections. And dahil election na naman, as always, di ba, mataas yung clamor for societal change or national transformation. Lahat ng mga presidential candidates, senatorial candidates, lahat yan, they run on the platform of transformation, national transformation. And kagaya din ng mga ano natin, mga tumatakbong mga officials, tayo rin. Diba, on social media, you see posts, lahat ng klase ng memes, videos, kahit sa TikTok, everywhere you find election-related posts. Clamoring for change, di ba? Clamoring for transformation. We're having this series, Tayo Tayo, because we believe that you, young people, really have the power to effect change in the nation. Pagka sinasabi ng Every Nation Campus, change the campus, change the world, hindi kami nabubola. Pag sinasabi namin na kayo ay world changers, hindi namin kayo binubola, hindi namin kayo finaflatter. Actually, a quick survey of history, no, world history, Philippine history, And even a quick survey of church history and biblical narratives would show that young people has always been at the forefront of change in society. Laging nasa unahan. That's what we will find. For example, na ito sa mga pictures na to, no, the civil rights movements in the US, kung saan pinaglaban ng mga young people yung equal right to vote para na regardless of of race. The Vietnam War protests in the US, the Tiananmen Square protests in China, and even our very own People Power Revolution. At the forefront of these major historic revolutions all over the world, young people are always at the forefront. Laging nasa unahan. Not only that, even in church history, you will find that young people they were very instrumental sa pagpapalaganap ng revival sa buong mundo. Did you know that yung mga missionary, yung mga father of missions, yung mga nagtayo ng mga Ivy League universities, they started in the campus. The Reformation movement, yung lahat ng mga bagay na ito, they all came from the campus. Not just that eh. Kung titingnan mo sino ang proponent ng mga fashion trends, ng technological advancement, hindi ba't estudyante na nasa campus? Hindi ba't kayo ang may kapangyarihan na mag-effect ng mga bagay na ito? We have always believed that the young people have a role to play in transforming our nation. And you actually have the power to do it. That's why we're having this series. I don't know kung anong position mo dyan habang nanonood ka netong youth service, nakahiga o nakaupo. But I pray and I hope that this will not just be another preaching that you will listen to and forget. But I hope that you will take this to heart because it is the calling of God in your life, in this particular season of your life, to effect change, societal transformation in the world, and to take it seriously. Because if we want to see the world change, look no further than yourself. Kasi ikaw mismo, ginagamit ka at tinatawag ka ni God to do this. Kaya nga sabi ni Dr. Jose Rizal, di ba? Ang kabataan ng pag-asa ng bayan, he was telling the truth when he said that. Because we know, with the records of history and biblical narratives, David, Esther, the disciples, all of these are young people. And God used them to make a change in their world. So now, question is, national transformation, napakalaki naman yan. Ano bang itsura ng nation na transformed? What does a transformed nation look like? And where do we begin? How do we start? Saan ba natin yan? Paano ba tayo makakapunta dyan? Kasi when we look at the things that are happening around us, and you look at yourself, Coach Zella, I'm just one person, how can I do that? Coach Zelo, I can even change my own family. How can I do that? Coach Zelo, I can even influence my classmates. How can I do that? How can I affect national transformation? I hear you. And that's the reason why we will pick up where we left off last week in the story of Nehemiah. Sa lahat ng mga nandito last week, I hope you still remember the story. Kung wala ka last week, let's do a quick recap. So, the book of Nehemiah, it is an account of what happened during the time that tinawag si Nehemiah to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. So, nung chapter 1, we read na si Nehemiah received a report. Ano yung report na yun? The walls of Jerusalem and the city of Jerusalem was ravaged. Sira yung wall. And for those of you who are familiar with the story and with the context of the story, kapag kasira yung wall ng isang city, dati uso yung mga fortified walls, di ba? A fortified wall signifies strength and security and stability. Kapag ka wala kang wall, sira-sira yung wall mo and your city is in ruins, ibig sabihin nun, there's so much shame, you are vulnerable to attacks, there's so much despondence or desperation na prevailing in the city. When Nehemiah heard that the wall was broken and the city was ravaged, he was broken, heartbroken. So he resolved it in his heart. Sabi niya, nag-pray siya kay God. He asked for forgiveness and then he spoke to the king. Diyan na tayo pupunta ngayon. What did Nehemiah do and how did the story progress? Let's pick up from there. So si Nehemiah went to the king, malungkot yung mukha niya, and this is what they talked about. Sabi niya, I said to the king, let the king live forever. Sabi niya, why should not my face be sad? Tinanong kasi siya ng king, bakit malungkot ka? Sabi niya, bakit hindi ako malulungkot when the place of my father's graves lies, sabi niya, lies in great ruins and the gates have been destroyed by fire. Why will I not be sad? And so, sabi niya, gusto kong, I wanna do something. Let's talk about national transformation. And the first question is, what? Saan tayo magsisimula? You know, I think that the starting point of transformation in our nation is the place of lament. The place of lament. In the Bible, there's a book called Lamentations, but Lamentations is not just confined in the book of Lamentations. All over in the Bible, in the biblical narratives, you will find biblical Bible characters lamenting. To lament is to pour out grief, to pour out an intense emotion of pain, of sorrow, kasi hindi mo na kaya, inilalabas mo. I'm just thankful to God that He gave us the Bible as an example of lamenting. Kasi, alam mo yon, ano to, this is just a side note, parang Lord, thank you ah, kasi hindi mo ini-invalidate yung mga emotions namin. Actually, binibigyan mo kami ng place para ilabas yung mga emotions namin. But when we talk about national transformation, I think national or societal transformation starts with lamentation, a place of lament. What do we lament about? Lamentation, you know, it's not just a passive therapeutic act to help us release our emotions. Hindi lang yun yun. It's not just meant to relieve our emotions. It is actually a subversive cry of protest against the status quo of evil, injustice, and oppression. Kasi when you lament about the evil that's happening around us, you're saying, hindi tama ito. Kailangan may magbago. Hindi pwedeng ganito, hindi pwedeng magpatuloy ito, hindi pwedeng yung mga naaape patuloy na naaape, hindi pwedeng yung mga makapangyarihan na naaabuso ng kapangyarihan. Lord, hindi pwede. Lord, do something. It is that place of discontent in the evil status quo. In fact, when we don't lament against injustice, it is a sign of acceptance of the evil status quo around us, or a sign of nonchalance or apathy. Sobrang kalus na. In order for transformation in our nation to start, we need people who are not content with the current state of our nation. In fact, when you look at the life of Nehemiah, nasaan si Nehemiah when he received the news? Where was he? He was in the palace of the king of Persia, miles away from Jerusalem. But when he heard that, he was brokenhearted. He could have just enjoyed the privilege of living in the palace, di ba? Pero hindi. Instead of just turning a deaf ear, he went to Jerusalem so that he himself could identify with the suffering of his people and do something about it. It starts with that. To lament. But in our lamentation against injustice in our nation, I hope that our motivation is not sinful anger or hatred, but righteous indignation and compassion for people. And in our fight for justice, may we not be turned aside and commit unjust acts, because we are fighting not people, we're fighting evil forces in the world. But it starts with that. It starts with being broken-hearted for where we are as a nation. Nasaan na ba tayo bilang bansa? You know where we are? Did you know that almost 25% or 26 million Filipinos are living in poverty? And when I say they are poor, hindi lang ito yung hindi makabili ng cellphone or nasa public school. 26 million Filipinos are suffering from hunger, are living in the slums. 26 million Filipinos don't know whether they will eat 3 times a day or even eat at all. That's 26 million Filipinos. Habang naka-zoom tayo, there are people who couldn't even eat. You know that our national debt has ballooned to 12 trillion pesos. And ito yung pera na sana, you know, yung grief dito is bumaba yung collection ng government because of the pandemic, pero maraming billions of people of pesos are being lost to corruption na sana na ibibigay para sa tulong sa mga tao. You know where we are? Corruption has become endemic in our system. When I say endemic, hindi lang siya, hindi na siya patago, sobrang in your face. And it's systemic. Yung tipong, I know of Christian businessmen who had no choice but to pay bribes. You know why? Kasi part na siya ng sistema, ng kalakaran. Kailangan nila magbayad ng protection money. And to resist means to shut down the business. Hindi. And it's not just in government, ha? It's even in the educational system. It's even in the medical system. It's even in everywhere. Corruption is everywhere. And we have become more divided as a nation. This is where we are. Kung hindi ka nasasaktan para sa bansa mo, ang tanong ko, bakit? Iyak tayo. Ito yung point ng tayo-tayo eh. Ito yung point ng series eh. Yung point ng series ay para magkaroon tayo ng momentum, ng magkaroon tayo ng heart na, Lord, tulungan mo kami na maging instrument ng pagbabago. This is what Every Nation Campus is about. To effect change. But how? What should we do? Paano ba? I had a conversation, a quick conversation with this student on Twitter. Sabi niya dati, nung nag-start ng pandemic, sabi niya, once I become a capable adult, I'm leaving this country. Nakarelate ba kayo dyan? Or do you know people who can relate? Alis na ako dito, makaalis lang talaga ako. You know what I told him? Wag naman, wag. Kasi kayo ang pag-asa ng bayan. Students, kung kayo mismo ang susuko sa bansang ito, sino pa ang lalaban para sa bayang Pilipinas? Mangarap ka para sa bansa. Tumindig ka para sa bansa. Ipaglaban mo. Kasi inheritance mo to eh. Inheritance mo to. Ay, naramdam ko to. Continuing with the story, what should we do? Sabi ng king, what are you requesting? Nehemiah said, so I prayed to the God of heaven and I said to the king, if it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you send me to Judah, to the seat of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it. Nehemiah requested to go back to his city, Jerusalem, para i-rebuild, not just the walls, but to rebuild the city. Some things that we can draw from here. You know, lamentation births in us a vision of how things should be. Kaya nga tayo umiiyak. But this vision should compel us to act on it. Hindi lang sapat na heartbroken ka. Hindi lang sapat na dapat ganito, dapat ganyan. This vision of how things should be should compel us to act on it. Like Nehemiah did. If our lamentations don't compel us to act, then we're merely ranting. Social or societal transformation happens not just when people speak up, but when people act to right the wrong. Speaking up is an essential element in this, but it doesn't stop there. And it's not confined to that. It's not confined to that. There are a lot of things to do. And I hope that in our grief for the nation, it compels us to do something. Nakakatuwa nga yung palakpakan niya naman si Kate then Abbott PH. Grabe, yung ganun na hindi porket estudyante, hindi mo kailangan maging businessman or whatever to do something for the nation. Kita mo yung problema sa bayan, may magagawa ka ba? May magagawa ka gawin mo kahit gaano kaliit. Sabi doon, Nehemiah went to Jerusalem and he talked to the people. So pinayagan na siya. Moving on with the story. And he talked to the people, the nobles, yung mga officials. And Nehemiah said to them, you see the troubles we are in. Nakikita ninyo. How Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer suffer division. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work. Some key insights that we can glean from this. Insight number one. You know, national transformation is a cumulative result of individual obedience and transformation. Cumulative. Ibig sabihin, hindi yan one time, big time, na parang isang malaking event tapos boom, nagbago lahat. Pagising mo, bago na lahat. Hindi, it's a cumulative result. Tiny obedience being compounded over time. Something has to start somewhere so that we can be on the path of national transformation. Kagaya nung ginawa ni Nehemiah, the obedience and the personal transformation of Nehemiah resulted in what? It resulted in other people being inspired and strengthening themselves for the work. It's a cumulative result. It has to start somewhere. And if it has to start somewhere, I hope that you will embrace the fact na, Lord, sige, let it start with me. Insight number two. Individual contributions create ripples of change. Not all of us may be in a position of power or influence, but you know what? We can actually do something. We can contribute something. When you look at Nehemiah 3, sige, if you have your Bible, pwede niyong basa, pwede niyong tignan. Pagka tinignan niyo yung itsura niya, yung Nehemiah 3 is something, siguro kasama to sa mga filed under chapters in the Bible that you will skip in your quiet time. Oh. Kasama niyan yung mga numbers, kasama niyan yung mga tribes, kasama diyan yung ano, genealogy. Kasi when you look at Nehemiah chapter 3, puro yan difficult names, sunod-sunod na mga pangalan. I'll be honest, nung una kong inaaral, binabasa tong chapter na to for this preaching, in-skip ko rin yung chapter 3. Parang, gets ko na, okay na, gets ko na. Ito yung mga tao. But you know what I missed? And I realized later on, actually sila yung point ng preaching na to. And if I missed and if I skipped chapter 3, then I would have missed the entire point of this preaching. Because in Nehemiah chapter 3, you find and you read the names of people who sacrificed themselves, who risked their lives to build the wall and to rebuild the city. Sila yung mga nagbibuild day and night. Sila yung mga isinasangkalang nila yung sarili nila for the work. Sila yung mga may hawak na martilyo sa isang kamay at may hawak na sword sa isang kamay in case somebody attacks them. Ito yung mga pangalan na to. They're not just names for your baby in the future. These are names of unsung heroes of the faith in the story. I have preached this text many times. I have preached about Nehemiah and vision and many times. This exact text. But first time, I realized that I have been missing the point. Because not many of us are Nehemiahs in our generation. Some of us are difficult names to mention. Some of us are a face in the crowd. But if you are a face in the crowd, I pray that you will make a difference in that crowd. And I hope that this crowd is a crowd who makes a difference. I hope that's your generation. While we celebrate Nehemiah and his heroic acts, we celebrate these names. And we celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate people in this Zoom meeting, in this virtual youth service. Not many people may know you, but you are contributing towards something. You're making a difference in your tiny little acts. And your contributions. Yung iba dito, perfumers. Dito sa, ano na to, character, iba dyan, priests. Yung iba dyan, servants. Yung iba dyan, ordinary citizens. You don't have to be a leader with position in order to effect change. Kasi societal transformation starts with each of us. Starts with each of us. Galit ka ba sa corruption, sa gobyerno? Then resist to be part of any form of corruption anywhere and embody the change you want to see in the world. Meron akong kausap ng mga estudyante, medyo napagsabihan ko. Alam niyo kung bakit. Sabi nila kasi, so kinikwento ko na nahirapan ako mag-apply ng driver's license, ganyan. Tapos sabi, kuya kami, nag-fixer lang kami. Kaya madali lang eh. Sabi ko, tas galit na galit tayo sa corruption, no? Don't you know na dahil nag-fixer ka, finuel mo yung system ng corruption sa LTO? Hindi mo ba alam na kada naglalagay ka sa traffic enforcer sa kalsada, nire-reinforce mo yung culture ng corruption? Hindi mo ba alam na sa tuwing nandadaya ka sa classroom, nagko-contribute ka sa culture ng cheating sa lipunan? Hindi mo ba alam na kada nanonood ka ng pornographic video, nagko-contribute ka sa industriya through ads nung mga na nag-fuel ng oppression and slavery of women? If you hate evil in government, if you hate corruption in government, then resist to take part in any form of evil and corruption and embody the change you want to see. It starts with us. It really starts with us. You might feel powerless to affect change in society, but actually there's power in the collective. Pag mag-isa ka, medyo mahirap. Pag sama-sama tayo, tayo-tayo, kaya-kaya. There's power in the collective. I want to give you some facts. Hindi ito, para malaman yung hindi ko kayo binobola, na may power sa generation ninyo ngayon. Meron kayong boses at meron kayong magagawa. Number one, do you know that according to the International Monetary Fund, the Philippines has entered into a demographic economic sweet spot? Ibig sabihin, majority ng populasyon ng Pilipinas ay mga bata at working class. Because majority of the population are working, they are productive, they are fueling the economy of the Philippines. Mataas yung GDP, so mataas yung ekonomiya, mataas yung productivity. Tumataas yung ekonomiya, lumalakas yung ekonomiya dahil sa mga kabataan. And you know what? We will be in this until 2053. We have 31 years left. Nag-aaral ka pa lang, soon gagraduate ka na. But someday you will contribute in the economy of the Philippines. So ngayon pa lang mag-aral kang mabuti kasi balang araw magiging successful kang businessman. Balang araw magiging successful kang teacher. Magiging successful kang policeman, lawyer, doctor, entrepreneur, artist, creator, kung ano man yung gusto mong gawin. And you will make an impact in the Philippines. Kasi nasa henerasyon niyo yan. Inspire people. Inspire your classmates to study hard. Because if you want to make a change tomorrow, do your duty now as a good student, so that when your time comes, you will be able to shape this nation economically. Did you know that according to the COMELEC, to COMELEC data, 56% or more than half of voters sa paparating na election are actually young people? And you have the voice to elect kung sino yung susunod na presidente, senator, vice president ng bansa natin. If you choose well, because there is power in your collective vote. Let us vote well. Let us vote wisely. Let us vote with our conscience, hearing the voice of God, not just our preference. Lord, who will promote your kingdom and your values in the world when they get the power? Let me vote for that person. Did you know also that 60% of your generation have aspirations, fueled by a desire to change the world? Yung tawag sa generation ninyo ay culture creators. Hindi lang kayo consumers. Hindi lang kayo yung generation before you, yung mga millennials, kami, mga Gen Y. Kami yung mga consumers, kami yung mahilig mag-shopping, yan. Kami yung mga mahilig mag-consume ng content. Pansinin ninyo, mga vloggers na fina-follow ninyo, mga pages na fina-follow ninyo, sino ang creator? Hindi ba't ka generation ninyo? Because you are not just a generation of consumers. You are a generation of creators. You create something. And you have a voice. You have a platform. Social media has given you that power. Use your power well to effect change in society. One final thought as I start to land this. The battle is actually spiritual. We can be fooled to think that power is in our hands. But actually, the battle is spiritual. We are not waging wars against human rulers. Although nakakainis minsan yung mga government officials natin, guys, hindi sila yung kalaban. Kalaban natin dito, the evil, the demonic forces at work in the corridors of power that are manipulating people to commit sin, evil things. And if we fight this battle, we have to fight with spiritual weapons. We have to fight. Kaya nga sabi ni Jesus, nung when the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. That, ano yung tinuro ni Jesus na prayer? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know that phrase, your kingdom come? Jesus was saying, you prophesy and you declare the coming of the kingdom of God in the world. That is how you pray. That is how you pray. When you say, Lord, let your kingdom come, let it come now and remove evil in the world. Let it come now so that people will experience healing of emotions. Let it come now so that people will turn to you and turn away from their wicked ways. Let it turn now, so let it come now, the kingdom of God, so that there will be peace everywhere, so that justice will be upheld everywhere, so that there will be no more poor, helpless, and needy, because everyone was well cared for. The prayer is for the kingdom of God to come. Our mission is to advance the kingdom of God and to embody that kingdom. One basic way to do it is to pray. This is an article that we published in ENC.ph. You search it. You search for it. God listens when the next generation prays. And that article contains instances in history where the next generation or young people prayed and something, and it sparked a major revival. You have a power, and that power, the power of God, is in you. The power, you unleash that when you pray. You know, as kingdom citizens, we encourage everyone to take part in the work of nation building through civic participation and social responsibilities. That's good. That's part of being a kingdom citizen. But you know, as a people of faith, I'd like to believe that our biggest contribution in nation building is our ability to know God, know God's heart, to see God's vision, release God's power, and be part of God's mission in the world. Our biggest contribution is by praying, declaring the kingdom, and turning people to God. You know why? Because ultimately, lasting transformation starts with a revolution of hearts. Marami tayong batas. But if there's one thing that we have proven, we cannot legislate transformation. No matter how many laws we legislate, no matter how many police officers we put on the streets, the problem is not obedience to the law per se. The problem is evil in the hearts of people. It's in the heart. Kaya nga, di ba, when we lead people to Jesus, nagbabago. Sino sa inyo dito can relate to that? Dati nung di pa kayo Christian, di naman kayo sumusunod sa traffic laws. Tawid lang ng tawid kahit saan, di ba? As simple as that. Pero nung naging Christian ka, parang, hindi, wag, red pa, mamaya na tayo tumawid. Kahit walang polis, hindi, red pa, wag muna tayo tumawid. Bakit? Kasi hindi yun na nakukuha lang sa legislation of laws. It starts with an internal change in the heart of people. Just to recap this, you lament. Lament. Cry out. Be discontented with what's happening. But repent also. Recognize your part in the culture of greed, corruption, and evil. Repent, turn away. You pray. Release the power of God through your prayers. And you participate. Participate in nation building. Participate in the work of the church in reaching the poor. But you know, ultimately, national transformation is the work of God. Our role is to participate in His mission by embodying and advancing His kingdom. Guys, minsan galit na galit tayo at gigil na gigil tayo. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi we are taking the task by ourselves. We feel like hindi kailangan may magbago, kailangan meron mapalusahan, kailangan... Tapos ayaw na natin mag-pray, hindi na tayo naniniwala sa prayer, hindi na tayo naniniwala sa discipleship kasi feeling natin walang magagawa yan. Kailangan natin, kailangan natin may gawin, kailangan ng revolusyon. Wait lang, don't you ever forget that the work of national transformation is the work of God. And He is just calling us to participate. He is sovereign at ang ending neto, He will uphold justice, He will uphold righteousness, we participate and we trust His ways. We trust His timing because His ways are better and higher. Let me leave you with this. May our passion for social justice be as strong as our passion to see God's kingdom advance. And may our anger towards evil in society be as strong as our indignation towards the evil in our own hearts. We have a role to play. Transformation starts from within us. And it will take effect the more we live out our kingdom citizenship in this world. Can I just pray? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for stirring hearts. Pray, Lord God, that your word has not fallen on rough soil. But I pray, Lord, that it will be a start of something higher in our focus. I pray, Lord God, that through these young people, you will shape the future of our nation. Naniniwala kami, Lord, na hindi ka patapos sa bansa namin. Kasi meron kang mga kabataan na ginagamit, iniyahanda para to pa rin yung mga pangarap mo sa mundo nito. We thank you. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us that enables us to live differently in this world. Thank you, God, for moments like this where we remember that you are sovereign in the midst of all these things. We do is to participate in what you're doing. We lift up to you our nation, God. We lift up to you this generation. May they stand up before you. And may they be children of light in the middle of darkness.
You just listened to a podcast from Every Nation Campus, Katipunan. For more details, you can find us on Facebook.com, Twitter.com, and Instagram.com/ENCampusKatip. Or just simply search in these websites, Every Nation Campus, Katipunan. We hope to see you there. Take care, and God bless.